Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Yet again, a crisis looms at South Africa's premier airport, OR Tambo International. And yet again, it's about jet fuel. News 24 Business reports that Airports Company of South Africa, AXA, says Natref is implementing risk mitigation measures to prevent the disruption of jet fuel supplies to OR Tambo. This follows a fire at Natref on January the 4th. According to the News 24 report, AXA says it has sufficient jet fuel available to last until January the 20th. However, the fire-damaged unit is not expected to be back online until February the 21st. In the meantime, all the key players are pushing for additional supplies of jet fuel from various sources. And AXA is due to update the situation on Tuesday, tomorrow. The Rand remains under severe pressure against the US dollar, having breached 19 to the dollar on Friday. This follows the release of some blowout employment data in America, which pushed the dollar to 102 against the euro. US bank Wells Fargo says a Rand at 20 to the dollar is not off the table. The US economy in December added the most jobs since March, and the jobless rate fell unexpectedly. This supports the case for a pause in Federal Reserve interest rate cuts and sent the dollar soaring. It also pushed US bond yields higher, which could in turn see stocks come off. In short, we're still in that place where, even despite the imminent Trump inauguration, there are bigger forces at play and no one knows what is really about to happen. The Rand this morning, more or less where we left it on Friday evening, 19.15 to the dollar, 19.57 to the euro, 23.26 to sterling. The dollar itself is still very firm at 102 against the euro. JSE on Friday evening closed with the All Share Index down 0.3%. Top 40 much the same. London's FTSE ended down nearly a full 1%. In New York, the Dow was down 1.6%, the S&P 500 down 1.5%, the Nasdaq also down 1.6%. Markets in America are also bracing for the impact of the California fires. Insurers there say it could be the costliest disaster in the country's history. No Tokyo this morning, closed for a holiday. Hong Kong down 1.2%, Sydney down 1.3%. Gold at 2,686, platinum at 962, Bitcoin 94,128, Brent crude oil continuing to creep up, I'm afraid, back now to just on $81 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.